Happy Monday. Hey, guys. So we're starting off with the goals for the week. It is the first Monday of the new year, so everything seems like good timing to start season two. So let's see, what do we got to do this week? As I mentioned, I've shifted a little from my initial offering, my foot in the door product, so to speak. I was leading with reputation services, but what I'm really feeling is that I should be leading with something like a quality audit of what people are doing, not just on their website, but in their marketing as well. And my thinking is that if I give people some value, and I'll get to that in a minute, I can really open the door extremely wide to have conversations with people where they need to have conversations. In other words, if I do a good audit and it turns out their website is crap because it's really slow or it's really old, I can fix that and I can talk to them about it and I can show them. But as I get into the marketing conversation, they say, yeah, I'm throwing some money at AdWords. And I can dig in a little deeper and say, oh, you know, listen, here's where you might be leaking. Or they say, you know, we've been doing some social media stuff. I hired a kid. Right away, the magic words, I hired a kid. So if I can get the conversation started, I know, because I know me, that somewhere in there I could find the meat to really dig into and have a meaningful conversation. And then from there, here's what I can do to help. Here's what you could do to fix it yourself. And I think from there, we springboard into all the other things that I want to do, which is reputation, which is getting people better web presence. That sounds like redoing websites, but it's more than that. So this audit process is really going to be the thing. Now that shifts something because no longer am I going to be doing cold marketing by blasting out a bunch of stuff to people I haven't talked to. So my challenge now is to figure out how to identify people who are actually looking to do marketing. And I think this is going to be much more paid, more paid ads to find people that are looking at certain keywords and such, because there are some people, and this is a market truth, there are people out there who run businesses who will never, ever, ever care about marketing. And the only time they will is when business is going bad, and that's the wrong time to start thinking about marketing. And I don't want to work with those people. So my plan is to do a better sense of outreach and limit my cold marketing to picking up the phone saying, you know, hi, I'm a marketer here in town. I noticed your business. Do you need help? Okay, maybe not that bad, but a lot more to the point. I've noticed a couple of things. I'd like to give you something for free. Are you interested? Before I run any audits and start doing any stuff for people, just to find the people that actually care. I would imagine that I'll also start with doing things like AdWords searches and finding the people that are already spending money. Anyway, there's a lot of moving parts to this, but as a shift, I think it's a better shift. I think it leads me into more things. So one of the things I got to do this week is, did I mention this? I found like an intern who's like a little version of me. It's so weird. I talked to this kid. He's a senior in a local college and he's trying to do all the stuff that I'm doing. And he's just like, you know, he's just like a few years behind me. But he gets it. And I'm really looking forward to working with an intern who gets what I do rather than one that has to be sort of brought along all the time. So one of my things for this week is to figure out what an onboarding process looks like for him and how to get him up and running quickly. Because I think this kid's going to be brilliant. Now I've been wrong before, but, interns are fun. And, you know, since I do mentoring anyway, through SCORE, this is mentoring at a younger, you know, at a different level, But I like working with these kids out of B school and helping them, you know, just see some real world experience. So I like my interns. All right. So that's one thing this week. Second thing is I'm reworking a bunch of my tools. As I said, I'm using FlowTrack to do my email sends, but I have a high volume email provider I have to hook up, which is called Enterprise X, I believe, which seems that it'll do really high volume for me without charging me any extra than my other than my yearly fee, which is super manageable. I've got scripts to write, both for social media reach out and for emails. And what else do I have to do? Well, that's really the focus, because as I roll out this process, I will be rolling out the audit this week. I'm going to roll out on a warm list via email, and I'll probably run a couple of ads to some Facebook collateral that I have. So I've got to start two campaigns, hook that up, hook the mail up to the CRM, and then I've got to kind of work all this into the joint project. I mentioned that I formed a partnership with somebody I'd been working with for a while, and I'm finding the overlap between what he wants to do and what I want to do in our separate lives, and trying to use the joint project as a sort of spin-off where some of the business goes my way, some of the business goes his way, along with building out this other thing. It's a little tricky. As usual, I have more moving parts than I have brains, but I think it's good. So this week, I know what I'm doing. I've got a list. It's going to be busy. And I'm trying to think what else is coming up. If I missed anything, yeah, I got some stupid client work to do, which is kind of easy, but one day I'll be big enough to just give this to somebody and say, here, fix this. Right now it's me. So all good. That's it for the day. We've got our work laid out for us. Or I've got my work laid out for me. You might be sleeping all week. Or maybe you're on vacation. Or maybe you're crushing it and don't need me. Anyway, tomorrow we'll be talking a little more about some of the tech issues that have been going on lately. Man, I've been digging into the bowels of email stuff and cron jobs. And, oh, man, it's not good. Although I actually had one of my vendors threaten to fire me because I was that pissed off today. I enjoyed that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. You guys have a great Monday. And tomorrow is Tech Tuesday. So I'll talk to you then.